The Man in the Iron Mask. It seems that King Louis' plan is mounting to a most interesting climax. For at this moment we find him on the deck of the sailing ship, which takes him from the coast of France to the island Sainte Marguerite. His brother Edmund has already arrived at the palace in Paris, there to take his place as King of France while Louis is absent. On the island Sainte Marguerite, Marguerite herself, after whom the island was named, is sitting in her usual seat by the open window in the apartment she shares with her husband Edmund. This apartment is high up in the fortress and looks down into the great seething cauldron of waves and rocks. Rocks ugly and black as they rise upwards, sharp and needle-pointed. And as she sits by this window, Marguerite sees a sail. Through the spyglass, her companion Saint-Marc recognizes the sail as that which belongs to the boat on which Edmund is returning. In transports of delight, Marguerite runs hither and thither, filling the rooms with wildflowers gathered in the woods nearby and making ready for her beloved husband, little realizing that on this boat is not her husband, but his most evil twin, Louis of France. Now we find her making ready to go down to the little wharf where the boat will later put in. She taps lightly on Saint-Marc's door.
Come in.
Monsieur Saint-Marc, are you coming with me?
I should think the boat will not arrive at the wharf for another half hour or so.
Oh, but I want to be there. I must be there to wave to him.
How you must love my ward.
Oh, I do, Monsieur Saint-Marc. He is everything in the world to me. My life, my being.
I am glad.
You mean that, Monsieur Saint-Marc?
And why not?
If you remember, many months ago, you disliked me.
No, Marguerite, that is not true. I disapproved of the marriage, yes.
But why? Is it because I'm just a peasant?
That was one of the reasons. But now that I've got to know you, I can quite understand. My ward is a very lucky young man. And when he is free...
But he's free now. Don't you remember, Monsieur Saint-Marc, the letter? As soon as he performed this commission for the king, he was to be free again. So he must have carried out the king's wishes.
Yes, yes, of course. And it might please you to know that everything will be as you ask. The bonfire, the feast. Almost as though you were being married all over again.
There was no wedding feast when we were married. Perhaps this will stand in its stead. And with you sitting at our table. You, Edmund's guardian. Why, it's almost too good to be true. I'm so happy that I may be foolish of him, Monsieur Saint-Marc, but I'm so happy I feel I could cry.
That is not so foolish, really. Tears and happiness are so closely allied, one to the other, when the tears are tears of joy.
Are you coming? We must waste no more time.
No, my child. Meet him by yourself. I know you would both prefer it that way. It's only a short walk through the woods from the wharf to the fortress. But what a pretty walk it is when you're left alone with the one you love.
Oh, Monsieur Saint-Marc, how kind, how understanding you are.
I was in love once myself.
Well, where is she now?
She died soon after our marriage. She was as young as you. That is why I was so happy when I became the guardian of a baby boy. If it hadn't been for Edmund, there would have been no love in my life. Oh, but I'd prattle on and on. You go and meet him and bring him straight to me so that I can congratulate him on his newfound freedom.
Your Majesty.
I have been waiting anxiously for you, and I fear that I sent you on a wild goose chase.
A wild goose chase?
Yes, the king arrived 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago? Your Majesty, I cannot understand.
Oh, but tell me quickly. When I asked you to follow the king, what did he do? Where did he go? To whom did he speak?
I cannot understand why the king took such a long journey, Your Majesty. All the way to the sea and back. I did as you said. I traveled all through the early morning, almost to midday. And when my carriage arrived at its destination, I was told that the king had come and gone. In fact, I remember distinctly a closed coach passing us during the latter part of the journey. It must have been the king returning home.
Then why go all that way only to come back? I am mystified, Louisa. In fact, I wonder...
Where are you going, Your Majesty?
On the other side of that door is the king. Intuition tells me that something was wrong this morning, and that in spite of what he said, he was angry with Edmund. I wonder if I dare go and ask him if Edmund is well. If I dare ask him where Edmund is at this moment.
It would relieve your own mind, Your Majesty.
Oh, it would. It would. I think I'll visit him. Of course, if he is receiving... If there are people around him, I will retire. Wait for me here, Louisa.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Louis. I came to ask if you were well.
Well?
I hadn't seen you all day, and I was wondering...
Yes?
You spoke so lightly about the way you had forgiven Edmund.
Edmund?
Yes, and yet there was an edge in your voice. Oh, Louis, could I make you really and truly understand that I was at fault? I will swear it on the Bible, if you wish. I discovered that Edmund wasn't you.
If you discovered it once, would you discover it again?
Oh, yes, Louis, you are different, completely different, the two of you.
Completely different?
And yet I know that one day you may be like him and yet be yourself. I would be very happy if you were, Louis. Truly happy. Well, there you are. You always mock me, don't you? You mock everybody, everything.
What was it you said? That we're different, completely different. You're quite sure that you can tell us apart?
Quite sure.
Then look again.
Look again?
It must be a startling likeness between us.
Edmund. It's Edmund.
Yes.
But I don't understand.
Didn't the king tell you?
No. He has asked you to take his place again?
Yes, for the last time.
The last time?
The last time, and then freedom.
Freedom? Oh, Edmund, how wonderful. And yet how strange. It isn't like Louis.
And to be generous. And yet just now you said that there was a change in him. My brother has changed, Maria. He has changed for the better.
Edmund! Edmund!
Be careful, madame.
Oh, hurry, please, Captain. Do hurry.
All in good time, madame. Will you step ashore, though, monsieur?
Thank you.
Edmund. Oh, darling Edmund, welcome home. Oh, my sweetheart, this is the most wonderful surprise I've ever had. When I said goodbye to you this morning, I thought it might be for a week, 2 weeks, even a month. But now here you are in the flesh.
How do you know? The cowl covers my face almost.
How do I know? Oh, sweetheart, don't try and disguise your voice, for I'd know you anywhere. But come, take my hand. I have a wonderful surprise for you.
A surprise? How intriguing.
Let us go ahead with the others. Oh, tell me. Tell me your wonderful news. How did it so happen that you've come back so soon?
I couldn't stay away from
you. Oh, darling. It thrills me to hear you say such nice things. Oh, where are you going? This is the way.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Our favorite walk. Did you want to take our favorite walk? Perhaps we shall tonight, but it will be full moon.
Full moon? How enchanting. But tell me more of this surprise.
Oh, wait till we get to our rooms, then I shall tell you, Edmund. Why, you hardly had time to reach the coast of France and come back. What a short commission it must have been.
Indeed it was. How much further?
Does it seem a long way this afternoon? It does to me too, Edmund. But I want you to hold me close when we are quite away from the others. I want you to tell me again and again how much you loved me. Oh, darling, we were never meant to be apart. Not even for 1 minute. Oh, the doors of the fortress at last. You should carry me across, for this is an occasion tonight.
It certainly is an occasion for me. Why, Marguerite, you're even more beautiful than I thought.
Oh, Edmund. Always something better to say than the last time.
Let me follow you. These rooms of ours.
But you've told me nothing yet. Why did you come back so soon?
Well, I've already said I couldn't keep away from you.
But you had a commission to do. You were not a free man then.
Am I a free man now?
That was an order from the king. I saw it in writing. Quickly, Edmund. Let's slip away from the others.
That's what I've been waiting for. So I'm a free man now. Free. Free.
Yes, darling Edmund.
Then let me hold you close. Those beautiful lips that I've always wanted to kiss.
Lips that you've kissed so often, Edmund.
And your hair, soft like down. Eyes like stars. How lucky I am to be free. Free to do exactly what I want to do. And I want to kiss you at this moment.
Here is a unique situation. Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.